Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
Caitlin Clark will throw it in. Clark looking around. Gets it in to Cunningham, guarded by Yuste. And Yuste blocks the shot. It was a tough runner with the shot clock running down. In transition, Burton off the glass with the left hand and a foul! Uno para Veronica! And Kyla Charles is making her way over to radio right now. 90-88. Kyla Charles joining us now. Kyla, what a game tonight. What did it take to hold on to this victory down the stretch of this one?
It just took us sticking together. You know, they're a really good team, and obviously, as you can see, every time we scored, they responded, and it was a matter of just staying poised, you know, during the shot clock, playing some really good defense and just sticking together, and I think we did a great job of that.
It certainly did. Indiana, one of the most explosive offensive teams in this league. You limit them to 41% shooting and 32% from downtown. What were your keys defensively tonight?
I mean, that, you know, trying to make their shots difficult, trying to limit their shots, making sure we're on the board so they don't get those extra possessions that they're used to. So I think we did a good job of executing. I mean, there's some things we can definitely learn from, clean up, especially in transition. But, you know, it was a really tough win, and I'm glad we got that in front of our home crowd, and we definitely fed off their energy tonight.
What can you say about the play of Veronica Burton tonight?
I mean, you guys see every night, V is just a beast. I think she's one of the best point guards in our league, and she's so young, she's so talented. But one thing that sticks out to me is she plays both sides of the ball.
Yep.
We always have her on the best defender, and then on the flip side, she's running our offense, and today had 25-6-3 on top of guarding Caitlin Clark, Kelsey Mitchell, one of the explosive guards in the league. So it's just something that she always comes and gives 110% every night.
Yeah, not every day your point guard has 5 blocks in a game. Just
exactly.
Incredible. Exactly. So, Kyla, we'll get you out of here on this. How do you translate this win into another good performance against a very good Las Vegas team on Sunday?
Like I said, just kind of watching film and building off of it, there were some things that we could definitely clean up. You know, Vegas is going to be another fast-paced, strong team that wants to get out in transition, so we're going to have to watch the film, make sure we are better in transition, and continue to build our defensive keys, being good on offense, continue to share the ball. One thing about us, we have a lot of good depth, so just continue to build every single game, and we'll be ready on Sunday.
Well, Kyla, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right, thank you. Big performance there for the Valkyries. Nice work from Kyla Charles tonight. 7 points, 4 rebounds, and assists, and was in there to play clutch time defense as Valkyries win 90-88.
R.C. Davis back with you following the Valkyries' exciting 90-88 win over the Fever. The Valkyries' 2026 season is presented by Kaiser Permanente. Kevin, what an exciting win here tonight in Valhalla.
Man, oh man, RC, what a game. I was getting nervous there for a little while, especially when the Fever built that 67-60 lead. It was a perfectly called timeout by Natalie Nikasa, because that right from there on, they really kind of started to wrestle the momentum back. Then you have that offensive foul up 3 with 24 seconds to go. You're like, oh no, are they going to blow this one? But did just enough at the end, forced just enough of a tough shot for Aaliyah Boston on the turnaround. They were able to get it done tonight. What a win, RC. And it sets them up to have a really successful 4-game homestand now.
And at 5-2 going into that game against the Aces have not been playing all that well.
No, you're right. They lost their first game by like 33 against the Phoenix Mercury, and then won 4 straight, but they've lost their last 2. Gave up 101 to the Sparks. Had an 8-point halftime lead against the Wings. Lost this one 95-87 to the Dallas Wings, which kind of makes me nervous, right? Because I don't want a pissed off Las Vegas team coming into Chase Center.
Here comes Asia, man.
Yeah. 4-time MVP. She will be tough to deal with. But that's why this game, I think, is so important, because you wanted to at least split Indiana-Las Vegas. So you've taken care of the split. Now, obviously, the saying is you get greedy, but at least you have this one in the bag.
You said at halftime you expected Aaliyah Boston to emerge. She did finish with 13 after a rough first half, and she did miss that would-be tying bucket.
Yeah, you know, for 6/10 of a second left, RC, that's a really good look. Mm-hmm. Now, Stokes contested it well, made it a tough-ish shot. But with 0.6 seconds to go, that's about as clean of a look as you're going to get.
And a good timeout for Stephanie White and company.
Yeah, unless there's just like a huge defensive breakdown, which the Valkyries didn't have a defensive breakdown there. So, yeah, smartly called by Stephanie White. That was heads up saying, hey, if we win the jump ball, call timeout immediately. And they do get the tap. And then they drew up that play, which was pretty good. And Aaliyah Boston's very good with her back to the basket. Was held to 4 of 11 today. All 13 of her points did come in that second half, so she did get going. But Stokes did just enough. And, look, Stokes was signed to be a defensive center. 4 blocks today, 4 rebounds, a lot of altered shots. And almost had a 5th block there, but a foul was called.
You bring up the 4 blocks. The team had 11.
Yeah, 11 blocks. That is huge. I mean, yeah, four, just to put that into comparison's sake, the Valkyries averaged 4.3 blocks per game as a team, and that's top half. So, like, if you're getting 6 blocks in a game, that's elite. They basically doubled that tonight. Just unreal.
Caitlin Clark booed most of the night, finished with 16 on a rough 3 of 12 shooting.
Yeah, I mean, you heard Kyla Charles mention it. Credit Veronica Burton, right, for the defense she played on Caitlin Clark. Yeah, Caitlin's had some tough shooting games against the Valkyries. Natalie Nicasse has always made this a defensive-oriented team. They lead the WNBA in defensive rating. They hold teams to under a point per possession, which is really, really good, at 98.7 points per 100 possessions. So doing a great job there. And look, the Fever coming into this game averaging just under 94 points per game, so they held them 6 points under their season average. And this is a game that probably had more possessions. I would imagine, I don't know what the number of possessions were in this game, but I'd imagine at least 80 for a Valkyries team that plays around 77, 78 possessions per game. So there were a couple more opportunities to get more points here for the Fever in this one. And they just really made it tough. I mean, sometimes you look at the total points given up, but you also got to look at the 41% shooting, the 32% three-point shooting for Indiana. They did start 0 for 8, so they went 9 of their last 20 from downtown, but 41% field goal percentage for an Indiana team that on the season shoots 46%. That's getting it done.
I hate to bring up a negative, but they did escape missing free throws. 71% as a team, Gabby Williams with 3 straight misses. In crucial time.
At least she hit the 4th one there. And she had hit her first 6 free throws, then missed 3 straight, did hit that 4th one. Veronica was 10 to 12, did a great job of getting to the line. But you'd like to live in the mid to high 70s percentage-wise as a team. On the season, the Valkyries are very robust, 83%. That's 3rd in the WNBA. Oh, excuse me, I was looking at the Fever. The Valkyries are 76%. That's 11th out of 15 teams. So you want to be like 78-ish percent right now in the WNBA, and that number will go south for the Valkyries after this one. But, hey, it's a lesson learned in a win, which is always better.
Where would this team be without Janelle Salon?
Yeah, Janelle was great.
Big
tonight.
Bucket after big bucket. Timely. Jeez.
19 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal as well, 7 of 12 from the field. And, I mean, that transition layup I thought was going to be the one to put it away. It made it 89-84, I believe. And so technically it did put the game out of reach because the Fever scored 88. But she was huge, and especially for how much she has struggled in the last 4 games, the under 8 points per game on 22% shooting and 17% three-point shooting, just awesome to see Janelle respond the way she did tonight. So,
who would your player of the game be saying all that about Janelle?
Yeah, well, you know, my player of the game, and it's our winning hand player of the game presented by Chuck Chancey, mind you, it's Veronica Burton. I mean, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 blocks. 5 blocks. She led the team, and she led the team in every counting stat last year for as far as total, not necessarily per game, but because she played every game, she led the team in total points, total rebounds, total assists, total steals, and total blocks. It was just incredible. And how about 5 blocks tonight? Just, I mean, she was
at the point guard position.
Yeah, at the point guard position. She was second team all defense last year. I know we're not even 20% of the way through this season, but you keep on putting up stat lines like that, she won't be second team all defense this year. She'll be first team all defense.
28th straight sellout here at Valhalla at Jay Center. Let's get to our play of the game now, presented by Court Builders of Northern California.
Caitlin Clark will throw it in. Clark looking around. Puts it in to Cunningham, guarded by Yuste. And Yuste blocks the shot. It was a tough runner with the shot clock running down. In transition, Burton off the glass with the left hand and a foul! E. Uno para Veronica!
Great call there from Kevin Dana. What a play. Defense to offense. Ooh,
yeah, that was awesome. How about Yuste Otite, huh? Like, did not play in the first half and played 16 minutes in the second half. Basically, the final 16 minutes. She was, you know, there was some offense, defense subbing with Kyla Charles there at the end. But the trust that this coaching staff has in Yuste Otite, and I know she only scored 3 points, but every time she shoots it, I think it's going in.
It absolutely is.
I know she's only taken 6 shots in her WNBA career, but I'm sold. I am absolutely sold on Yuste Otite. Had a block as well. You heard the block right there. She's long. She gets to her spots on the floor. Even the pull-up she missed from 13 feet, I believe Sophie Cunningham was guarding her. I expected that to drop. She did not shy from the moment in this game. Look, she's been playing professional basketball since she was 13 years old. So, and I mean, Ball Hall, it's a different level. You know, she's talked about that. Like, you don't see this everywhere in professional basketball. But she is no stranger to big moments in international basketball, overseas professional leagues. She played for Asvel, which is one of the great clubs in France. She played for them for 6 years. She played in Spain this year. It's high-level shooty hoop she has played since she's been a teenager. I mean, she's only 20 years old right now, but she's a 7-year grizzled vet.
Living
20.
Up to that first-round pick a year ago, for sure.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see her more. And when she's fully unleashed, when she could play the first half of games as well, that's going to be a fun sight. Hopefully, maybe it's Sunday against Las Vegas.
We shall see. Valkyries 90, Beaver 80.